Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Brainwaves, hear the world differently. Bringing community mental health to you, raising awareness and challenging stigma. Tune in to 3CR Community Radio, Wednesdays at 5pm.
Melbourne's Drive Time Radio program, featuring community organisations, powerful stories and information. Find us at brainwaves.org.au. Proudly sponsored by Wellways Australia.
I would like to begin by paying my respects to the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land on which I am coming to you from today. Land where at Brainwaves we tell our stories, and land where the traditional custodians have told their stories for many, many years before us, and continue to tell their stories. I would like to pay my respects to elders past and present, and acknowledge all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners who are listening today.
Hello and welcome to Brainwaves on 3CR 855am, 3CR Digital Radio and 3cr.org.au. My name's Mark and today we're chatting to Fran from VACRO about mental health in the justice system. Thanks for joining us at Brainwaves today, Fran.
Mark, and thank you for inviting me to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, no problem. Lovely to have you here. Okay, I suppose first of all, can you share with our listeners a little bit about VACRO? From what I understand, VACRO's been around for over 150 years, is that right?
It has. We were founded in 1872. So VACRO is a not-for-profit that, yeah, has been around for a very long time, and we support people who are moving through the justice system as well as their families. The way I usually describe it is we walk alongside people during one of their biggest turning points of their lives. So we start working with people while they're still in prison, help them to prepare for release, and then keep supporting them once they're back in the community. And that really means, the help might be with housing or employment or reconnecting with family or support for their mental health and well-being. And every person we work with is an individual, not a label. You know, we focus on their strengths and on the life that they're trying to build.
How did you personally get involved in VACRO and what is your role within the organisation?
Yeah, so I joined VACRO because I wanted to work in a place where you can genuinely see lives change, and not just in theory but every day. So now I'm the Executive Director of Programs. So my role is to guide our programs, support our workers, and advocate for a justice system that actually meets people's needs instead of making things harder for them.
What were you, prior to joining VACRO, what was your background? And, yeah, how did you, yeah, go from that to this?
Yeah. So before this, I was working in community development in a lot of different non-profit but also in the government. And a lot of that work was with people who were facing pretty big barriers, you know, whether that was mental illness, trauma, homelessness, or disability. And it gave me a very clear picture of how people can fall through the cracks long before the justice system even gets involved.
And why are you personally dedicated to supporting individuals within the justice system?
Well, what I see every day is that the people who end up in prison are often the people who've missed out on support somewhere else or everywhere else. So when you give someone stability, connection, a bit of belief, they do incredibly well. And when they do well, their families do well, and then our communities become safer. So for me, this works about fairness, dignity, and giving people a real second chance. So the real question for me isn't whether people can change, it's whether we'll give them the chance to.
Can you share with our listeners how VACRO does support people in the justice system, some of the programs that you've got going there?
We focus on building the foundations that help people move forward, the stability, the support, and the confidence to keep going. We help people build routines, reconnect with services, understand what helps them cope, and make a plan for the future. And we celebrate the little wins because those add up to the big change.
I imagine that the mental health impacts of prison and reintegration would be pretty profound. What types of mental health challenges do VACRO participants face?
Oh, they're big. Many people come into prison already living with mental illness, around half of all people entering prison. And prison can make things worse. The environment, the separation from family, the lack of routine, the stress, and it all adds up. And then when people come home, they're dealing with huge pressures. They're, you know, finding housing, rebuilding relationships, dealing with the stigma. So if your mental health is already shaky, that transition and that experience of prison can be overwhelming.
So 51% of people entering, or half entering prison, already experience mental health challenges.
Right. Yep. We don't have stats on that are released. So it's kind of what we're seeing and what we experience.
What role does VACRO play in supporting participants with their mental health, and how does this help them to reintegrate into society?
So a lot of what we do, as I said, is help people stay connected, and that could be to services, but it could also be to their goals and to someone who believes in them. So we help people book appointments, understand their medication, get assessments, link back into community mental health services, all of that practical stuff that can actually be really hard to manage when you're in crisis. But just as importantly, we're a steady presence. So workers may change, systems change, but their VACRO worker is often the one constant. And that consistency makes the transition back into community life a lot smoother. We keep locking people up for being unwell, and that's not justice, that's failure. Prison will never be a therapeutic space. We can't punish someone into being well.
What needs to change in the justice system to better support people with mental health struggles?
Honestly, the first thing is we need to stop criminalising mental illness. A lot of the behaviour that brings people into contact with police, things like public disturbance, homelessness, substance use, those are health and social issues. Prison isn't the right response. For people who are already in prison, we need to treat their time inside as a chance to get proper help. And that means keeping Medicare and NDIS active, getting people diagnosed, offering treatment, and adjusting prison rules for people who struggle rather than punishing them or putting them in solitary confinement. And when people leave, everyone should have continuous support, that through care. So we're not navigating a huge transition alone. We should treat the cause of the offending, not punish the symptoms.
Between 2012 and 2022, the crime rate in Victoria dropped by 8%, yet the prison population increased. Why do you think that was the case?
It really comes down to policy, tougher bail laws, longer sentences, and fewer diversion pathways. We're locking up more people who don't pose a high risk and who would do far better with community-based support. It's not about higher crime. It's about how we're choosing to respond.
Australia currently has the highest proportion of prisoners in privately operated prisons globally. What role does the private prison system play in shaping societal attitudes and approaches to crime in Australia?
So when prisons become a business, there's a real risk that we start thinking of incarceration as normal or even necessary, when really our goal should be to reduce harm and keep communities strong. So rehabilitation shouldn't compete with commercial interests, and that's what that model introduces.
Organisations like VACRO funded proportionately to the number of individuals leaving prison, so everyone does get the chance to be supported throughout that transition?
Not yet. A lot more people want reintegration support than funding allows us to reach, and that's a missed opportunity because good reintegration support leads to safer communities.
Going forward, what changes would VACRO like to see implemented in the Victorian criminal justice system?
We'd like to see a system that treats the causes of offending, things like untreated and often undiagnosed mental illness, trauma, and poverty instead of punishing the symptoms. More diversion, better health, mental health support, community-based responses, and proper reintegration services. Prison will never be a safe or therapeutic space for people with mental illness. And if we want safer communities, we need to build strong support systems outside those prison walls.
Yeah, if possible, would you be able to sort of detail what some of those diversionary or other methods that you described, what that might actually look like?
Yeah, so it may be instead of putting someone in prison, they are supported in the community to understand mental illness, to access support that meets their needs for concerning substance use. It might be counselling and trauma support to deal with the things that they're self-medicating for or are responding to that they've never really had the help to deal with and be able to move on. It might just simply be having a reintegration coordinator or reintegration case manager walking alongside them so they can see what a good life looks like, because often people have never even had the opportunity to look at their own capabilities or capacity and build on that.
Okay, and lastly, working with vulnerable people can take a significant emotional toll. How are the staff at VACRO supported to ensure that they're staying on top of their mental health as well?
Yeah, our staff are incredible and we take their well-being seriously. So they get regular supervision, reflective practice sessions, debriefing, training, and access to counselling. You can't pour from an empty cup, and our work is only possible because our staff feel supported and valued. And you can't support others unless you're supported yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Fran, for chatting to us on Brainways. I appreciate the work that you do, and I hope to hear more about VACRO's advocacy work in the future.
Thank you. If I could just add one final message.
Oh, of course, please, please do, please do.
When people are supported to rebuild their lives, communities are safer, families thrive, and individuals realize their potential. When one person finds their feet again, the whole community stands a little taller. And if listeners want to stay connected, VACRO's newsletter shares updates, events, sector news, and ways to get involved. It's all part of working towards new beginnings and stronger communities.
Thank Fantastic. You. And we'll put a link to that on our podcast page if anybody would like to subscribe to that newsletter. But thank you so much, Fran. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for your interest in our work.
Thank you for joining us tonight on Brainwaves. You can find more of our shows at our website, brainwaves.org.au, or on the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au. Feel free to send us feedback or suggestions for shows via email at brainwaves@wellways.org. In fact, Brainwaves would be interested to hear from any of our listeners who are renters about whether biannual housing inspections affect their mental health. We'd like to know how you feel as an inspection day approaches. How do you manage any difficult emotions that come up during that time? And is it even possible for you to manage the stress a housing inspection can create? If you'd be comfortable sharing your experiences, you can email us at brainwaves@wellways.org, or perhaps you might like to join us for a short chat. We'd be keen to hear from you. We're closing out tonight's show with a song called Interspace from Kit's debut album, Future Frontiers, which you can find on Bandcamp. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next Wednesday at 5 p.m. for another episode of Brainwaves on 3CR.
trapped in a world of make-believe, dreaming up things that will probably never be. This perpetual flight to fantasy, the real world just can't compete. No, I can feel the weight of the world coming down on me. You're too young to know, but too old to care. I need you more than I did before. Can you help me keep my feet on the ground? Cause I need you more, cause I can't be sure if I'm coming or going.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.